Dan Zwicker now joins us from Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas, to take a look at this marketplace. Kind of a nice start to the week for the soybeans. However, the corn continues to struggle. Dan, what do you make of the marketplace?
Well, I think the soybean market is basically reflecting how far along we are in harvest activity. We're ahead of average. The Eastern Corn Belt, for most purposes, I think, is pretty well wrapped up. What bean harvest is left in the Western Corn Belt, it appears that farmers are at least keeping enough of it off the market that we're not seeing any downward pressure or seasonal pressure for soybeans. So when you look at the charts on soybeans, especially on Tuesday there when we kind of broke out of our sideways pattern that we had been trading in here for the past 6 to 8 weeks or so, it does solidify the idea that soybeans are trying to make a run for a seasonal rally of some kind here as we go on into November. I think a couple things that's helping it out. The dollar up until today has been breaking pretty hard. Today the dollar is having a kind of a dead cat bounce here this morning, so that's adding a little pressure. But soybean demand has been good. A lot of the trade is understated how much demand China would actually have this fall. They came in and bought more beans than what everybody was prepared for. And then another thing, I think it might reflect that USDA still doesn't have that September 1 bean stocks number correct or not. I think there's questions on that, whether or not they still have a very high residual number in there and whether or not those beans actually exist or if they disappeared someplace. But corn is just, basically, we're just getting underway in the Western Corn Belt. The yields are very good, so we are seeing some hedge pressure come into the corn market. I guess my only observation in corn is if corn doesn't catch a seasonal low during the first few days of October like beans normally do, then a lot of times corn will drift all the way into the first part of November. And that might be the case, what's kind of developing here. We maybe need to get a little further down the road on harvest and see what all happens to this corn. But that's the way I kind of view the market, at least from a technical, your technicians are going to be long soybeans and they're going to be short corn in here. And I don't see anything in the black box that's probably going to change that position. At least in the near term in here, Todd.
If corn does drift sideways to lower, can soybeans manage to rally very much?
Oh, probably not. I mean, basically what the reflection is we know the yields are good. USDA still may have to come in here and change the harvested acres, and maybe they got harvested acres yet too high on beans, and the bean supply might be quite as large as what everybody's thinking because of the high yields. Something and demand for beans has been surprising, but there's a limit to that. But I don't look for corn to totally fall out of bed. I would say, corn could maybe easily the fall back into the, 370s, 360 area, maybe check out the bottom end of the trading range. But I think when you take into account basis levels at that point, I think farmers would probably find a way to keep that off the market, at least temporarily. What we're seeing here is just good active, good movement of corn from the Western Corn Belt coming into the pipeline. The other thing that is always alarming, now when I worked for the grain companies, it was a great deal because I saw how it worked. But when farmers start moving grain into the marketplace based upon a good basis contract, that is not necessarily good for price advances. And we're seeing some of that. Farmers think that's a good deal, is to move grain into the marketplace by a basis contract. the only people that really benefits is the grain company or the end user that needs that inventory to grind for ethanol or to move into the export market or to move into the feed markets of the Southwest or the Southeast. So we're seeing some of that. When farmers start moving grain through a basis contract, that is not usually a good omen for price advances, and I think we're starting to see some of that.
Interesting enough. Hey, you mentioned that you didn't think corn would fall out of bed, and then I know there's somebody out there in the combine right now and at this time thinking, well, if 360 is the bottom end, what is out of the bed? So,
Well, there's still last year's low that is on the charts for technicians. You know, you got to keep in mind the technical side of the market is working, you know, a moving average system of some kind or derivatives of a moving average. And as long as that indicator points lower, they will continue to sell rallies until it doesn't work anymore. And then they will go the other way. So, but I've noticed open interest on corn has kind of been leveling out, which says there's really not new selling going into the market. But I have noticed on soybeans, open interest is rising. And when you get rising open interest and rising prices, those are kind of bullish indicators because that tells you that new buyers are coming into the bean market and the old shorts are under pressure to send money to Chicago or begin to cover their positions. And I guess that's what I would be watching in soybeans is at some point in time, if open interest would collapse, that would tell you that these shorts have bailed. And as soon as the shorts have bailed, then you've lost a lot of your buying power underneath the market.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I'll talk with you again after the close today.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting. He's in Waco, Texas, joins us each and every Thursday.